Deputy Minister of Power John Jinapo has announced the construction of a liquefied national gas terminal in Tema to store imported LPG for the generation of electricity. He said government will from next year begin the development of national gas reserves at the Sankofa fields and the gas and oil reservoir in the Voltaian Basin. Mr. Jinapo said this at the launch of Ghana Energy Statistics Land Book in Accra. Felix Kofi reports.
The Ghana Energy Statistics Handbook summarizes key energy data for Ghana and shows historic and projected energy demands. Mr. Jinapo said the massive investment in the energy sector by government is to make Ghana the most efficient and reliable energy delivery destination in the sub-region. He said government will continue to transform the energy sector to support the economic development of the country. The board chairman of the Energy Commission, Dr. Kwame Ampofu, said the handbook is the official and authoritative source of energy data and information. He stated that whatever information is contained in the handbook is the true state of the energy economy of Ghana. Dr. Ampofu said the shift from hydropower to thermal is very important since that will save the country a lot of revenue.
The initial part of the program is to do 200,000 rooftops. That's a huge number. Now, we were taking this number. If each one will get 500 peak watts of panel, it will amount to reducing the load by about 200 megawatts. And 200 megawatts is a whole lot of power. If you know, currently, the deficit that we are experiencing is only between, say, 100 and 200 megawatts. No, it is necessary. It was a policy, a wise policy decision to develop our energy system so that we depend more on thermal, because previously we were depending on hydro systems. And hydro systems are nature-based.